I would think he's arriving to the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ha'Em. Right. What do we find by Kibbut Av Ha'Em? The Tanya. Yonko Yeh Kibbut Av Ha'Em Deicha Shabbos. I would think that Kibbut Av Ha'Em pushes away Shabbos. Tamad Laima Ish Imad Aviv Tiro, Vishabsai Set Tishmaru, and the Pasik ends Ani Hashem. That say, Kuchem Chayav Mechvaydi. You're Mechuyiv to honor your father and mother, but you're Mechuyiv to honor me, and he's also, and his father and mother are also obligated to honor me. And therefore Shabbos takes precedence. Now, I need a pasuk to tell me Kibbut Av Ha'Em is not Doich Shabbos. Obviously, that tells us that everywhere else, a mitzvah I say is Doich Karis. Because if a mitzvah I say we're not Doich Karis, why would I need a pasuk to say Kibbut Av Ha'Em is not Doich Shabbos? My love, Damalei Shchaitli Basheli. Even if the father tells the person to violate something that's a Chi of Karis, shek for me or cook for me, which is Kibbut Av Ha'Em, but is going up against Shabbos without a pasuk, I would say it's daicha. Time of the kasher achmana yashav shayse tishmayru. The reason we say it's not daicha is because the Torah revealed the shav shayse tishmayru. Halav hachi dachi. If not, I would say it is daicha. Right? Is a raya that everywhere else I say is daicha yesh lav shiyesh bekaris. That's the Gemara's raya. And for the Gemara, no raya. Why? Zok the Gemara. Like, lav the mechamer. There is no havamina that if a father tells his son to cook, or bake, or shecht, that it would be Deich HaShabbos. Because, in the misvara, why would I say Naseh pushes away Karis? The Torah only revealed that Naseh pushes away Eloisessa. It doesn't push away Karis. What are we talking about? Lav the mechamer. What happened is, it's lav of mechamer, meaning, it's a lav of working with an animal. You're not allowed your animal work, and you're not allowed to work with the animal. And if somebody works with the animal, it's a lav, but there's no karis, right? And I would think that Kibbut Av Ha'Em would push away that lav. That's what I would think. I would think that Kibbut Av Ha'Em pushes away the lav. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell me no. Ashabsai Saitishmairu, that Aseh is not Deich Eloisessa in this case, because you're not allowed to push away the lav, even a lav, which means this is contradictory to the rule of Aseh Deich Eloisessa, right? We're saying that this rule contradicts the rule of Aseh Deich Eloisessa. We're saying over here, the Torah is revealing that Aseh is not Deich Eloisessa. Rashi, lav de mechamer, achar behema, shubalav de leisasa kamalocha atav vemtecha. It's in the lav of don't do work. You and your animal. Ubahai lav like a karis. There is no karis. Le'avid ma'isev egufe. Because the person is not doing the work. K'madam re'peperek mishayachshich. Like the one who says in Masechet Shabbos. I believe it's the 22nd perek of Shabbos. It's the 4th parak of Shabbos, and the chamer acher behem toy b'Shabbos pater. That if somebody has his animal work on Shabbos, he's not chayv v'chatas or karis because he's not doing anything. He violates a law, but he's not doing an action, and therefore would not be chayv karis or achatas. Right. So therefore, from here we see that it's not daicha. Vafilu hachi loy dachi is where is that? Yeah, Dr. Rashi. That's the kasha already. Okay, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha, right? Now, check the Gemara. Are you telling me that the Torah says that if a father tells his son to go work with the animal, and obviously it has to be in a case that the work with the animal will do something for the father, because it's not so simple. Again, it is not simple that if a father tells his son to do something that's not beneficial for the father, that it's Kibbut Av Ha'Em. Kibbut Av Ha'Em means providing for the father, giving him physical pleasure. Now, how does he get physical pleasure? Right? Must be that if the father needed a job done that he would have had to do himself, and he tells his son to do it for him with the animal, that is providing pleasure for the father, and it's not daicha. Frek the Gemara b'afilu haki le'zaki. Are you telling me it's not daicha? Ella the Kaimalon, the Asi Asay Vadaki Loisasa. We just walked away from the sugya and we said that the rule is that a positive pushes away a negative. Ligma ma'acha delay litchi. Why don't we derive from here that we can push away a love? Meaning, just like you derived from shatness that an asay can push away a love, here we see that the Torah says asay can't push away a love. So how do you decide when yes and when not? We've been operating under the assumption that tzitzis teaches us for the whole Torah. Tzitzis is the case the Torah gave us to teach us the rule that asay is teichel asesa. But the way you just set it up now, is that asay is not teichel asesa. Right? Because it's lav de mechamer. So now I have two conflicting lessons. The lesson of tzitzis is that asay is teichel asesa. The lesson of Kibbutz Av and Shabbos is asay is not teichel asesa. So where do you know which one is the way to go? How do you know that the rule is true? Maybe the rule is not true. Maybe tzitzis is the exception. Why do you say Shabbos is the exception? Maybe tzitzis and shatness is the exception. How can you walk away saying asay teichel leisasa? Ligma mahacha delay litchi. Zok trashi. Vafilu hachi leidachi bitmiya? Question mark. Ligma mahacha delay dachi afilu lav gereda. Zok, now, the truth is, Tysus points out, the Gemara could have given us an answer. That Shabbos is a lav and an asay. The Shabbos has two things. It is a lav, don't do mechamer, right? Lisas kamalacha ato uvem techa, right? And there's also an asay that says that rest on Shabbos, and your animal has to rest on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara could have answered, tzitzis is a straight esed echelois esa. Shabbos is an esed echelois esa vasay. That's what Tysus points out. So the Ritva answers, I'm going to go with the Ritva's answer, that the assay of resting does not go on the animal. Meaning, when a person works, he violates the assay. But when an animal works, the person has his animal work with him, that's not the assay. So it's a straight S and a lav. That's what the Ritva says. And therefore, this is a regular example of assay deichaloi sessa, and we're saying now that it's not. So we have a contradictory lessons. Tzitzis tells us, asay deichalai sasa. Kibbutz Av Ve'Em tells us, asay is not deichalai sasa. So how do you know which one is the rule and which one is the exception? Zok the Gemara. V'chi teima. And if you're going to try to say, shiny love the Shabbos the Chamiri, that Shabbos is the exception, because Shabbos is so severe, that's why asay is not deichalai sasa. But any other asay is deichalai sasa. That would be a way out. The reason we know this is the exception, and since this is the rule, is because Shabbos is very severe. So since it's a severe prohibition, therefore the Torah said it's an exception to the rule. Zok Rashi, v'chi teima shayni lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri, the kaimala mechal Shabbos kaivet avaydes gechavim. Right? We know that somebody's mechal Shabbos is like he serves avaydes zara. That's a very severe prohibition. Shavah kafel lav kvei de loydachi. That's why Nasei is not doichel oisessa. Umanei legamino, you can't learn from here. That would be a good answer. That asay is like a loisessa, and this is the exception. And the reason this is the exception is because it's Shabbos. Zok de Gemara, but it's not true. Because Vatana ba'al mekoi v'loi kebarach.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe? I mean, if this is so, that Shabbos is like a avodas kochavim, so is it, why isn't it one of the three things you have to give up your life for?
When we say Shabbos is like Avodas Kochavim, we don't mean that it has all the properties of Avodah Zarah. It's just trying to show you that it's a very severe love. In certain ways, a person's Mechal Shabbos is called a Mumer, but it's not one of the three Averis. You're right that if by saying those words seems to indicate that it is, but the essence is that it's not.
Okay, so it's like, it's just semantics.
No, it's not. It's halachic. Because if somebody's mechal Shabbos before Hesia, right, he has halacha that his wine is Yayin Nesach. I'm not talking about a Tinnik Shanishma now. I'm not talking about people that don't know better. I'm talking about people who went to yeshiva and learned all about Shabbos, and then they're mechal Shabbos before Hesia. That's what I'm talking about.
That means that only applies to Shabbos, not other Averis that do before Hesed.
Exactly. You're 100% right. Correct.
Thank you.
So Dr. Gemara, Bavatana Ba'almakai, but like a parach, the Tana compares things to Shabbos and doesn't say Shabbos is more severe. The Tanya. Yaakov Amar Loi Aviv, what would happen if a father said to his son, Hitame, go be Matame yourself, Nebes HaKvaris, right? To go bring an Aveda, to go return my lost item. Aish Amar Loi Al Tagzer. Or, he says, don't return the Aveda. He tells his son, don't return the Aveda. And the Rishayim speak out. Then he said, instead of returning the Aveda, can you please go bring me something? Right? The guy has a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, and the father is telling him, don't do that now. I need you to take care of something. Yachol Yishmalai, Talmud Loimer Ish Ima V'Aviv Terol V'Shabsai Set Yishmairu, Kolchem Chayavim B'Chvaydi. Everybody is obligated in my honor, meaning do not listen to your father to violate a law of becoming Tamei or of not returning an Aveda, right? Or of not returning an Aveda. So we see clearly that we are complying Shabbos across the board. So we see that we are using Shabbos as a lesson. So don't answer me that Shabbos is more severe, because if that were the case, if Shabbos were more severe, then why are we learning it out that you can't push away Tumah or giving back an Aveda? Shabbos is more severe. So obviously, the Bryce is telling us that no, that Shabbos is a good lesson. So if Shabbos is a good lesson, how do I know to use tzitzis over the lesson of Shabbos? That's what the Gemara is asking. Rashi. Latana ba'alma koi v'loi parach. Pa'ashkechon tana ba'alma, we find the Tana elsewhere. The yalu shar lavi gan lav v'lo yitame de kayan, but lav v'lo yisucha liyas alem. The love that a kohen should be metame, or the love, do not look away from an aveda. We love the Shabbos lechumra, but like brachina shiny love in the Shabbos lechamiri. And we don't say that Shabbos is more strict. Amar loy aviv lekohen hitama bebeis hakvaris lehashiv aveda. Right? Go be metame to beis hakvaris to return an aveda. That's what he told him to do. Right? And, Right. And So we see we do compare it to Shabbos. Enfer the Gemara, El Sagar Dari Tachamina, Tasty, I'm sorry, I skipped. And for the Gemara, Mishum the Ikel Lemivruch, Mal Hanoch Shken Hechsher Mitzvah. Okay, so over here, there's a major machlokes we show them how to learn. We always learn like Rashi, so I will explain it like Rashi, but over here I will explain the second shot as well, because Rashi says a gewaldige chiddush, a big chiddush that all the Rishayim jump on, but this is Rashi's shot. Rashi's shot is that we're going back to the answer that he told them to shecht and cook. And he told them to violate an assay of chorus. But there's a difference between Yibum and Shabbos. You're right. From Shabbos we can learn out, since the Torah said, do not listen to your father to violate Shabbos, we see that obviously other cases of chorus, assay is daichalaisessa. But Yibum wouldn't be able to be proven. Why? Because Yibum, you have an out. It's called Chalitza. Whereas by Kibbut Aveim, it's the only way to do the mitzvah. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is now saying that Aseh is Daicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris. And therefore the Torah had to tell me by Shabbos that even though on a regular case, Aseh is Daicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris, by Shabbos, it's not Daicha. Because Yochai Bechvaydi. By Shabbos, it's not Daicha. But why do I need a pasuk by Yibum? If I say it's Daicha Loisas and Shesh Bekaris, so why do I need a pasuk by Yibum? The answer is, because Kibbut Aveim, this is the only way to do the mitzvah. That's why it would be Daicha Shabbos if the pasuk wouldn't have said differently. Yibum, you have an out. You have a mitzvah called Chalitza that you can do. So therefore, of course it wouldn't be daicha. I wouldn't need the pasuk of aleha. The very fact that I have an out weakens the mitzvah of yibum. So even though I could derive from Shabbos that regularly a aseh is daichikaris, yibum would not be daichikaris. Because yibum is not mitzvah that has an out. And therefore the Gemara's question still remains, why did the pasuk have to tell me aleha? Wouldn't I my own know that an aseh can't push away a karis when the aseh has an out of chalitza? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara is now saying that yes, on a regular basis, an aseh would be daicha karis. And that's why the Gemara, the Torah had to say that Shabbos, that Akibud Avim does not push away Shabbos. It's an exception. But regularly, aseh is daicha karis. But the reason it doesn't affect yibum is because yibum has an out. And since it has an out, of course it can't be daicha karis. And that's why the Gemara's question still remains, why did the pasuk have to say aleha? Why wouldn't I have figured it out on my own? That is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Let's read the Rashi. Eloli ayilam damalei shchaitli basheoli. I don't need aleha. Digil mifrach ma'ala hanach shchaitli basheoli. By Shchaitli and by Shelly, by Shchaitli and by Shelly, she can hechsher mitzvah b'chilul Shabbos. What does that mean? Bakiris loisasa, he mekayim asay the kibud. V'zeo hechsher kiyumai. It's the only way to do it. V'yevshel lekayim b'vle akiris lav. You cannot do kibud aveim without being oikud alav. I would have said push it away. This is not the only way to do the mitzvah. He can do chalitza. Therefore, I don't need aleha. That is the way Rashi learns this Gemara. Now, so to sum up the way Rashi learns this Gemara, we're going to have to say the following. Why is Shabbos an exception? If Rashi learns the Gemara that an aseh can push away even a lav shesh bekaris, why is Shabbos an exception? You can't say it's because of the severity of Shabbos, because we see, we pass it on to Tamei and Shabbos Aveda, right? Shabbos, Kibud Avim doesn't push away those things either. So the bottom line is, Shabbos is an exception because, this is a big machlokes rishayim how to learn, I'm picking one of the pshatim, because a father that tells you to violate the Torah takes away the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. We don't listen to a father that's a Rasha. And by telling you to violate the Torah, he becomes, this is some rishayim learn, he becomes a Rasha. And therefore, you don't listen to him. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Regularly speaking, and I say as Shabbos is an exception. Shabbos is an exception throughout, because Shabbos is an exception because Kibbut Avaim is not strong enough, even though this is the only way you can do the mitzvah. But the fact is that the father becomes a Rasha by telling you to violate the Torah. And therefore there's no mitzvah kibud aveim. And that's what Ani Hashem says. You're all obligated to honor me, and by the father telling you to violate the Torah, he's not honoring me. That's how you have to learn the Gemara at the end of the day, according to Rashi. So really, the Gemara is talking about, even if he says shecht and cook. And the, even the Gemara, he told them shecht and cook. And the reason it's not daicha is because Shabbos is an exception. Kibud Avim is the exception. And Kibud Avim is not doing other things as well. As he can't tell him to be Matame, and he can't tell him to be Meshav Aveda, right? It's not doing anything totally. But we see from this braisa, from the fact that the Torah wanted to say the kibbut avim is doicha, that an asay could push away a loy sheshes yesh bekaris. That is Rashi's opinion. Except, it wouldn't affect yibum, because yibum, there's another way to do the mitzvah. And that is by doing chalitza. That is the way Rashi learns this Gemara. Now, there are many problems in Rashi's chat. Rishonim learn totally differently, but this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Okay. So again, I just want to review this. See, because we have an issue here. The bottom line is that the Gemara did say that we learn now from here that Kibbut Avim is not Doicha Tama, and it's not Doicha Hashavas Aveda. Right? So, we see that we do use Shabbos, this case, as a teacher, as a lesson to other cases. But if you notice, it's all used in the case of Kibbut Avim. That's where it's used, right? And therefore, you cannot apply it anywhere else. The Torah revealed to me that Kibbut Avim is not Deicha Shabbos, right? Why would I think it's Deicha? Because I say it's Deicha L'Asesh Shesh Bekaris. Here it's not. This is the exception. But it infers that everywhere else, it would be Deicha. Yibum is an exception because you have another way out. This is an exception because Kibbut Avim is the exception. Because a father who tells his kid to violate the Torah, there is no obligation of Kibbut Avim. That's how one has to explain Rashi in this Gemara. And that the Gemara is saying at the end, yes. Yes.
Does that mean to say that there is no mitzvah to say of Kibbut Avim if father's a known Russia, even in things that are not of theirs?
So this is a big shaila. This is a big shaila. Is a son mechuyev to honor his father, the Rasha? The Gemara says that one is not. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that a son does not have to honor his father, the Rasha. The Rambam paskins that he is obligated to honor his father, the Rasha. But it's definitely a weaker mitzvah. I don't want to get involved in that sugya. Because the Rambam is shver for the Gemara, the Torah asks on the Rambam, how could you say that a son has to be mechabed his father the Rasha, when it says specifically in the Gemara that he cannot mechuyev to honor his father the Rasha. So all kinds of terutzim are said that there's different kinds of kibbut he's obligated in some and not in others, but whatever he's obligated in, it's obviously not the full mitzvah of kibbut aveim. That seems to be clear. And therefore, but there's a big shaila if a father talks is enough to make him a Rasha. The way I explained it is going with the shita that says that a person can become a Rasha by telling somebody to violate the Torah. That's not so simple. A lot of Rishonim learn Rasha requires an action. Telling somebody to do something to Mechal Shabbos doesn't make the person a Rasha. You didn't do anything. But the way I'm explaining the Gemara, the Gemara comes out that this is an exception to the rule. Es is Deicha Leisasa, but Kibbut Avim is not. Right? Why is Kibbut Avim different? Es is Deicha Leisasa. So there's a number of ways to learn. But I picked a way to say, because the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim is weakened by the fact that the father told him to transgress the Torah. There are other ways to learn as well. It's not the only way, but that's the way I chose to explain the Gemara.
Rebbe, are we saying now that S is Deichalosis Ishis Bukharis?
That's what Rashi says. Other Rishonim argue, but that's Rashi's answer, yes.
I understand. I mean, the Gemara before on Dav Gimel and Bey says everyone agrees that it's not, and we're just looking for a case of Losas Agreda. So we're falling off that?
According to Rashi, we're falling off that. Except in the case of Yibum. In Yibum, we would say it's not
Deicha. Yeah, I know. Right. No, but first of all, isn't there a Mandiyam that says, Chalitza Mechem Yibum Lav Kalum Hi? No, not Abishol, the opposite. Isn't there someone that says that Yibum is, Chalitza in the Mechem Yibum is nothing? Is there a Mandiyam that says that?
One of Tyson's questions on Rashi.
I'm sorry. I'm very happy. Okay, now the other thing is that then this whole thing of Los Silva Shatnes and Gedilim Tasilcha is, according to Rashi, is all thrown out, right?
No. That's the source of Zesa Dachalai Sessa. and it applies even to
Pluck. No, we don't need that. I don't need that. There's no. Why do I have to go to that small little story? Go to something with curries. I mean, why do I have to? Why am I? I mean, according to this, if someone asks, well, "What do you ask to Losa?" Say, "Don't tell me great. We're going big time. We're going even curries."
Good question. I don't have an answer. I don't see this in the list of Tysus's questions, but it's a good question. I don't have an answer.
I mean, but are we going to fall off all this soon?
Not according to Rashi.
We're going to stay. So Rebbe's saying right now in the Hamon Ham that at the end of the day, Esses Dochalosa says she's Bukharis.
According to Rashi.
This is, to me, is a
chiddush.
I hope I'll be able to...
It's a chiddush. Tysus also seems to think it's a very big chiddush.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, it's so novel. It's like, okay. Thank you.
Let me put it this way. Across Shas, it doesn't sound this way. That's one of Tysus's problems. Everywhere else, we always say, Ein aseh teichad laseh shesh bekaris. According to Rashi, that rule is not necessarily true. Tysus has many problems with Rashi's Shat. That's one of them. Your other question is another one of them. 100%. I will mention Tysus's Shat. I hate to confuse people, but I will mention Tysus's Shat because, again, Tysus has so many difficulties with Rashi. I will mention Tysus's Shat. Tysus says that the reason we're talking about Lav the Mechamer, and the question was, why don't we learn out from here that Aseh is not Dechaloy Sessa, right? Well, how do I know which one is the exception? So Tysus learns Ken Hechsher mitzvahs as follows. The mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is to serve your father and mother. Cooking, working, is the preparation of the mitzvah. The act of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is when I hand it to my dad. My dad says, go to Unger's and get me a pastry. I get the mitzvah when I deliver the pastry. I'm doing Hechsher mitzvah. I'm working on the mitzvah when I go to the bakery to pick up the pastry. But I don't get the mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is when I actually hand over the pastry. So if a father says to his son, listen, go work with your animal in order to get something from me. Right? And the son listens and goes and works with the animal. He's not doing kibud av v'em at that point. He is working to get Kibud Av V'Em. But the mitzvah only happens when he actually brings the item to his father. That's what the Gemara's answer is. Ma'ala hanoch shken hechsher mitzvah means Kibud Av V'Em is always talking in a case when he's not doing the mitzvah actually. He's working towards the mitzvah. When is Aseh Dechaloy Sessa? When you wear tzitzis with chatness. You are doing the mitzvah tzitzis exactly at the time that you're violating the Isra of Shatnas. When the kid is getting something for his father, Mechamer, or when the kid is told, go be Metame, or when the kid is told, don't give back the Aveda, even if he's doing it so he can get his father something, right? But he's not doing the Kibud Av V'Em yet till it's finished and he got his father something. Going to be Matame is not Kibud Av V'Em. It's going to be Matame so you can get me something from the cemetery. Right? There's something there. Get it for me. So the Tumah act is a way of doing it, but it's not the final part of the mitzvah. That's how Tysus learns. That the reason we don't learn from Shabbos, from Kibud Av, is because Kibud Av V'Em, when it comes into conflict with the Lav, is not when you're keeping the mitzvah, it's when you're working on keeping the mitzvah. I hope I'm explaining it well. That's how Tysus learns this Gemara. So Tysus learns that it's not talking about Karis. It's talking about a regular Lav. And the question was, if you're telling me Kibud Av V'Em is not like the regular Lav, like, it's not Teichat Tumah, it's not Teichat Shavas Aveda, it's not Teichat Mechamer, so why do we learn out from Tzitzis that I say is Teichat Lai Sessa? And the answer is, because Kibud Av V'Em is a Hechsher mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah yet, you're working towards doing the mitzvah. That's how Taisus learns the Gemara. So according to Taisus, there is no Havamina that I say is Zaychad Loisesh Shesh B'Karis. The case is not talking about Karis. The case is talking about a lav. And the Gemara is just pointing out why I would rather say it's talking about a lot, why I would rather learn from Shatnas and Tzitzis and use that as the lesson and say this is the exception than to say this is the lesson and Shatnas is the exception. The reason being, because over here, the Kibud Av V'Em is not being kept yet. He hasn't finished it yet. That's what, they learn.
Rabbi, how would Tosfos explain the instructions by the father to shech me fresh meat and then bring me the meal? It's Shabbos. The father doesn't want one-day-old meat. He tells his son, I want freshly killed meat. Shech the animal.
Right, so when does the son get, when does the son get the mitzvah? When he shechs it or when he brings the meat? That's what Taisa says. Taisa says he doesn't get the mitzvah until the meat is delivered.
Even under a direct order by the father to violate.
Right. Okay. And this is, by the way, I don't want to say something that's controversial, but it's a big machlokes. If a father tells somebody, a son to do something, right, that's not for his pleasure, the father gains nothing out of doing it except that he's listened to. Now, does a son have, is that Kibud Av V'Em to listen to him? Now, to directly contradict it and not do it in front of the father would be violating Yira of the father. One doesn't contradict their father in front of them. But to, let's say the father's not here. Father tells his son, I want you to wear a coat outside today. I want you to wear a coat. You're going to school today? When you go out for recess, I want you to wear a coat. Is there Kibud Av V'Em when the kid wears the coat? Or is he violating Kibud Av V'Em when he doesn't wear the coat? Now, he's not contradicting his father directly because his father has no idea that he's not wearing the coat. And is he doing Kibud Av V'Em by wearing the coat? The father has no pleasure at all from the fact that the son wears the coat or doesn't wear the coat. It's just an obligation to listen. That's a big shaila. From this Gemara, it seems, Kibud Av V'Em is when you hand your father the food. When you're listening to him to do that direct command, that's just a hechsher mitzvah. That's what Tosfos is saying. They bring a raya from here that one only keeps Kibud Av V'Em when they're doing something that gives their father direct pleasure. Dressing him, putting on his shoes, feeding him. Now, there's another mitzvah of Ishim Avav of Turo. Don't contradict him. But that would be, if the father says, do A, and you do B in front of him, you're contradicting him. But let's say the father never aware whether you wear the coat by recess or not. He doesn't know. You don't feel like wearing the coat by recess. Right? Is that a violation of Kibud Av V'Em? It's a big question. Some Achrayim say no. It's a hechsher mitzvah, meaning it's not physically pleasurable for the father. It's just something else. You know, it's nice to listen to your father, and I'm not against it, but it's not what the Torah meant. The Torah meant, give your father pleasure, and give him physical pleasure, and don't contradict him. Yes.
Well, Rabbi, let me just change the example. Let's say this was a very demanding father, and he says, I'm hungry, and we need to call the herd. Shech me a goat from a herd, and make me a meal. He's not getting physical pleasure from the calling of his herd that needs to be called anyways.
Yeah, but
where are we now with that order?
Well, because
he gets two separate benefits that he's asked for. One to feed me.
Is one necessary for the other? To feed him. Does he have to call the herd? The father wants to eat goat. The father needs asked for chicken. He wants to be served chicken. The mitzvah is to serve him chicken. Now, to serve him chicken, you have to go buy a chicken, shech the chicken, prepare the chicken. That's all the preparation for the mitzvah, what Taisus learns, which is to hand him the chicken.
I,
But here I was trying to bring up an example, maybe not very successfully, of something where he's getting pleasure or benefit from two separate acts. One happens to be subservient to the to one of the mitzvahs. One is, I need you to call the herd. Call the herd on Shabbos. The other is, take that animal and feed it to me. So there's two separate things. One he gets physical pleasure from, one he gets a benefit from, because it's work that he's ordering his son to do on Shabbos. I was trying to figure out whether or not there has to be physical pleasure, not just something done that violates Shabbos under Tosfos' explanation.
Well, again, let's forget about Shabbos for a second. A father tells us something, I need this job done, do that job. Is that kibbut aveim? It's not physical pleasure, but the father needs something done, and the son is getting it done for him. Is that called kibbut aveim? Or do you need the actual physical pleasure? That's your question. Meaning, forget about Shabbos.
I guess so.
Forget about Shabbos. Is that a mitzvah of kibbut aveim? The father says, I need something delivered to Beechwood. Can you deliver it for me to Beechwood? And the kid delivers it to Beechwood. The father gets no physical pleasure, but he gets the fact that he got a job done. Is that called kibbut aveim? I think so. I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure. Meaning, to put on your coat or not put on your coat, the father gets no pleasure at all. It's a side thing at all. It's not pleasurable for the father. Here, there is a pleasure, the job got done. But I'm not sure, because the Rishonim stress physical pleasure. So I would have to research that. I don't know the answer.
My Rebbe?
Yes.
Along those lines, when Yitzhak says to Esav, the Tzudali Tzedah.
Right.
That part of it, I mean, he could have said take it from the herd, but he wanted to make sure that he went from hefker animals, not to steal animals. Was that part of the kibbut aveim?
Again, according to the way the Rishonim seem to stress, the kibbut aveim is when he hands him the meal. Now, it's impossible to hand him the meal unless you go get it, right?
But the doctor said, so the Tzeda, he didn't say go to the herd that we own.
So again, that's the question.
There was something about that.
Again, this is the same question that Harvey had. Is there kibbut aveim in doing his will when it's beneficial for him, right? When it's pleasurable, but not a physical pleasure. That's the same question.
I understand that part, but was there a reason why Yitzchak asked him to go out to the wild and get?
Listen, I ask my kids to do a lot of things. Doesn't mean every time they do it, they're getting kibbut aveim. Again, they're getting a good deed. I don't want to belittle kibbut aveim. The question is, are they fulfilling the biblical obligation of kibbut aveim when they carry out my instructions that are not physically pleasurable to me? That's the question here. Again, it's for sure a good deed. Is that the derisa of kibbut aveim? Now, to contradict the father is yira. To carry out a request when it's not physically pleasurable for the father, is that called kibbut aveim? That's the question on the table, and you're just repeating the same question in a different way.
I guess I'm asking a question. Why does the story have to go in that direction?
Because that's what Yitzchak said. That's exactly what Yitzchak said. He wanted it done in a certain way.
Why did he want it done a certain way?
No, it doesn't make a difference.
It ended up that Yaakov brought him food. He didn't go out hunting for it.
Again. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah kibbut aveim, which you're asking me now. Yitzchak wanted it done in a certain way because he wanted it done in a certain way. Right? I tell my kid, I want you to deliver to Beechwood, but I don't want you to drive on Cedar Road. I don't get pleasure on the fact that he does or doesn't drive on Cedar Road. That's my request. Why I have my request? It's my mishigas.
Whatever. That's not pleasure in itself.
Right. It's not physical pleasure. It's a keeping my word, right? But it's not physical pleasure. That's the question that Harvey asked. If a father tells his son to do something which is not physically pleasurable for him, but he gains on the deal, is that direct mitzvah of kibbut aveim or not? Again, it's a good deed, and kids should listen to their father and always do what their parents want them to do. I'm not knocking that. The question is that Hechsher mitzvah? Is that the mitzvah itself? That's the question in Taisus. Rashi didn't learn the Gemara this way, and I want to return to Rashi's way, because we always learn Gemara Rashi. Rashi learned that the shechting and cooking is the mitzvah. Not like Taisus, that's just the preparation for the mitzvah. The whole going and doing it and getting it and shechting it and preparing it is all the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Unlike Taisus that says it's only when you hand it to him. Rashi disagrees. And Rashi says that's the only way to do the mitzvah is to follow your father's orders. By Yibum, you have an out called Chalitza. That's what Rashi learns, the Gemara. Rashi learns differently than Taisus. I mentioned Taisus only because Rashi has difficulties. That was pointed out. Avram pointed out a number of difficulties. But when we learn Gemara Rashi, Rashi learns we cannot derive from Kibud Avim to Yibum. Even though we can derive that Asei is Daicha Laisas Shesh Bekaris, but not in the case of Yibum, because Yibum has an out called Chalitza. Yibum has an out called Chalitza. Zakti Gemara. Ella. Salgadai Techamina. I would think to say, Taisi Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. I would learn Yibum out of the case of building the Beis HaMikdash, the Tanya, as the Brisa says. Yochu Yei Binyan Beis HaMikdash Daicha Shabbos. I would think the building of the Beis HaMikdash should push away the Yisr Shabbos. Talmud Leimar, Eshapsoisai Tishmairu Mikdashi Tiro, watch my Shabbos and fear my Mikdash, Kulchem Chayav Mikvaydi. The Torah is telling me the juxtaposition of Shabbos and Mikdash tells me that Shabbos is not pushed away by the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we learn. Now, what are we talking about, the building of the Mikdash? My love, isn't it? Sorry, where am I? But by the Messiah, that building, taking apart, building the Mikdash. The time of the class of Rechbana Hashem Saisit Tishmairu. And the reason we say it's not Daicha is because the Torah said Hashem Saisit Tishmairu. Right? But without Hashem Saisit Tishmairu, without Hashem Saisit Tishmairu, I would say it's Zachi. Halav Hachi Dachi. If not, I would say it's Daicha. So we see that Naseh is Daicha Loises Hashiash Bekaris. Now, Rashi will learn okay, we'll see it. The Gemara will say it itself, so we'll wait for the Gemara. Right? So it's a raya that I say is Daicha Lois Hashesh Bekaris, and therefore I would think Yibum pushes away the mitzvah of the Isser of Erva. Zok the Gemara lai, lav the Mechamer. It's talking about to build the Beis HaMikdash, an animal had to do work. And the Torah is telling me that the building of the Mikdash does not push away the law of working with an animal. Frak the Gemara back to the same kasha. The rule we have across the Torah that an asay is daicha loisasa ligma malcha the loidachi. Why don't we learn from here that it's not daicha? V'chi teima shiny law of the Shabbos the Chamiri. If I would say the Shabbos is strict, the same thing we had before. The Tana used Shabbos as a lesson and didn't think Shabbos was different. The Tanya Yochel Amar Le'Avivi Tamah Asham Le'Al Tagzer Yochel Yishmalai. Father told him to be Matamer not to return Aved. I would think you listen. Tamad Le'Mi Ishim Avaviv Tero Kolchem Chayav Mechvaydi. So we see clearly that Shabbos is a source. So how do we know Esed Rechalai Sesa? Ella, the way Rashi learns, we're talking about building on Shabbos. Same answer we gave before. Building the Mikdash is the only way you can do the mitzvah. You have to build it. Right? Yibum has an out. Chalitza. So again, you're right. This is a source that I say is Daicha Loises Hashiash Bekaris. This is a source. And if it's a source, we can learn from here, then Kala Taira Kula, I say is Daicha Loises Hashiash Bekaris. Right? But Yibum is not a sore. It wouldn't be affected because Yibum has an out. And therefore, I don't eat the pasnik of Aleha. I would know Yibum is not Daicha because there's an out. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara, like he learned the Gemara before. Rashi. My lab b'bayin of a seiser. It's a klameser. Av agav to av melocha hu. Even though it's an av melocha, make it chorus. I lab dashminan. If it wouldn't say it, hav amina, osi asei to viyasu li migdash, v'dochi lab the Shabbos. V'hocha ba'alma, over here, ba'almakoi, right, batana ba'almakoi, lab the tum of our helam aveda mi lab the Shabbos. He violates the lab, we would think to violate, you not violate the lab of tum or, not returning an Aveda for Shabbos Loi Baruch. So the Gemara's answer is the same answer as before. You're right. According to Rashi. Asei is Zaycha Loi Sasa Shiesh Bekaris. Asei is Zaycha Loi Sasa Shiesh Bekaris. But Yibum wouldn't be affected because Yibum is not, there's a way out, and therefore we're still left with the question, why did the Torah have to tell me, Aloha, wouldn't I figure it out, because I have a way out? So even though normally, regularly, I say, except by Kibbutz Aveim and Shabbos, or by Binyan based on Mikdash and Shabbos, right? But it's except Yibum wouldn't be a question, because Yibum has an out, and that's the Gemara's question, so why do I need Aloha? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rashba brings a raya from this Gemara to the following concept. What if I can do the assay tomorrow? I have an assay that doesn't require immediate doing. Building the Beis HaMikdash. I can build the Beis HaMikdash today. I can build it tomorrow. The Gemara here seems to say that I would think it's Zaycha Shabbos. What do you mean? I can do it tomorrow. I don't have to build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. I can build it on Sunday. So the Rashba brings a raya that if you have a mitzvah to do today, the fact that you can also do it tomorrow doesn't say, don't be daicha. You have a mitzvah today. You worry about today, today. You don't say, well, I can wait till tomorrow. Why should I push away Shabbos? No, I would push away Shabbos. The Torah had to tell me it doesn't push away Shabbos. So the Rashba brings a raya from here that an assay is daicha loisasa, even though the assay could wait till tomorrow. Because the Gemara here entertains the possibility that Binyan Beis HaMikdash would be daicha Shabbos, even though Binyan Beis HaMikdash has no time constraint. It can be pushed off a day. That's what the Rashba brings a raya from this Gemara. Zok the Gemara. The answer you gave me doesn't work. Because Hechsher Mitzvah, Tepik Lei Mahasam. I don't need a Pasik, a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to tell me that Asay would have been Daicha Leises HaShiyash Bekaris. I know that from Kibbutz Aveim. From Kibbutz Aveim, I learned the inference that Asay would be Daicha Leises HaShiyash Bekaris. So why did the Torah have to repeat here? Right. Why would the Torah have to repeat here? From Kibbutz Aveim I learned that Kibbutz Aveim is not Daicha Shabbos. Right. So, and from there I learned that if not for that, any mitzvah that has to be done is Daicha Karas. So therefore, why did the Torah teach me here again? This is not Daicha Shabbos, but everything else would be Daicha. I already know that from the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, that only that's not Daicha. But over here, right, over here, it's an extra limud to tell me even when it's not a extra mitzvah, even if I have an out. Again, now I have two psukim that teach me that asei is daicha loisas and shiash bekaris. One is kibbut aveim v'shabbos, by telling me it's not daicha, it tells me that everywhere else it is daicha. And one is telling me binyan beis hamikdash is not daicha, everywhere else is daicha. So I have two psukim teaching me the same thing. One is to teach me when it's the only way to do the mitzvah, and one is to teach me even if you have an out. That's how Rashi learns the question. And therefore I don't need a law. Meaning, I need a law, because without a law I would say, Yibum is daicha. Let's read it inside Rashi. Typically, Mahasam ish imavaviv taro the hechsher mitzvah huvelor dachi. Lamelay lemechtav mechtav hachas shabsayset tishmaru. Why do you read it again? Elalav the tail of minay that filu beloy hechsher mitzvah, even without Heksha mitzvah, meaning the way Rashi learns, even if you have another way to do it, I would say it's doichi, even though you have a way out with chalitza, in kainitzur chalal. The fact that the Torah wrote it two times, one is to tell me, when I have no way out, es is doichi karas. And one must be to tell me, even when I have a way out, es is doichi karas. We will continue Merit Hashem on Monday morning, Sunday morning, 6:30.